Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 183, I think.
We hope.
I am Chris, as always joined by Tony.
Yeah.
And Fozzie.
Hello.
And Jeff.
Wee!
That's just going to be my fucking, every time you introduce me.
Wee!
It's a me, Jeffy.
It's me. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah. So, anybody play some games this week?
No.
Yes.
No? Good.
Oh, yes. We played games.
I played a little bit.
I'm playing the drinking game.
Right now,
I'm
yeah.
I'm working on it. Should I pop a painkiller just for the show?
Sure.
What? No.
I have some left over from my hurt myself, and why the fuck not, right?
You should probably save those for the next time you hurt yourself, which I'm assuming will be soon.
Yeah, probably likely.
I've been saving them for recreational use. I don't even know which one does what. I think this one's the stronger one. I've been saving them for recreational use. I haven't really used them. They relax you. They feel good. Let me try this one. I think this is I got the strong one here, guys.
But what are you drinking, Tony?
I am drinking Heavy Seas Imperial Stout.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Fozzie, what are you drinking?
Nothing yet. I guess I could get something. I could start drinking my single malt whiskey.
Well, there you go. Jeff? Painkillers? What kind of painkillers you doing?
It's a muscle relaxer, I think. I have a painkiller and muscle relaxer. Which one should I take? Choose that first, and then
You should choose some sort of alcohol, because I doubt that you could take enough of those for it to have any sort of...
Well, no, that's the thing, is you mix it. I'm taking alcohol. You mix it with alcohol, and then you know, intensifies everything. Everything's great. Life is grand.
For sure, that's probably not a good idea.
I'm telling you it works.
Your liver is telling you it doesn't work.
Cyclobenzaprine? That's the muscle relaxer, I want to say. And then there's hydrocodone. Which one should I take with my dogfish?
I don't know. Just pick one.
Alright, I'm gonna do blind. Hold on. Throw them up in the air. Close my eyes. Alright, I'm doing the one.
It's like
right.
a painkiller taste test.
The one on the right is the muscle relaxer. Muscle relaxer wins.
Alright. Jeff has chosen the blue pill.
Wait, did I pop it off one already?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm kind of scared. Like,
we're listening to the death of Jeff.
I'm like, do we know Jeff's address so we can call, like, 911? When he starts convulsing.
I'll give that in the chat.
Yeah.
I don't know if I popped one or go back in. And we're just going to pop one here. And we're going to do this.
Please don't die.
You don't want to take two of them, that's for sure.
Yeah, I bet. You'll be really relaxed.
Yeah, on the floor.
I'm drinking a barley wine ale.
Ooh. Oh, shit. I don't know if I took one. Maybe I'll just take one of the other ones.
What's the brewery?
Weyerbacher?
Never heard of
it. Or Weyerbacher? Weyerbacher. They're not local, but they're about 2 hours away from here.
A Pennsylvania beer.
Yeah. It's strong.
Barley wine's supposed to be strong.
I'll show you strong.
It's tasty. Tony's been playing on a new beer website, from what I hear. Or is it an app?
It's both.
Is that a Beer Advocate app?
It's called Untappd. It's basically like a tracking system for all the beers that you drink. And you every time you drink a beer, you check it in and rate it, and you can comment on what it is. And as you drink more beer, you earn achievements for drinking the beer.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Again.
So there's an achievement for drinking 10 beers in one day, for example.
Shit. Even a lot.
10 different beers or just 10 beers total?
10 beers. There's one for drinking 5 different beers in one day. And there's other stuff like trying 5 different stouts, that kind of thing. It's pretty cool. It you know, encourages drinking, which is...
I might have to try this. I like achievements. Like, I like earning achievements, so...
I started using it in the beginning, I guess it was like the middle of November, right before I got sick and couldn't drink for a month. So I guess it's cursed, but, after I came back to the bottle, I've been using it and I'm really liking it. I just linked it to my Twitter feed though, so if you want to like join Untappd, you could just go to my Twitter feed and...
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
I occasionally will drink 10 beers in a day.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if I would drink 10 beers in a day, but...
I mean, I'm not saying I would drink 10 good beers in a day. Like, I've been, like, places where I am there long enough
right.
I drink enough of...
Like, I mean, I suppose you could check in, like, Miller Lights and stuff.
Right, like, that's what they drink when, like, we're at, like, the dance competitions. Like, they bring... Miller Lite, because one, it's cheap, and
right,
travel's easy, so
it's a good volume beer too.
There are some achievements for drinking those shitty beers too, but I will never get them, so feel free to try on your own.
I've also decided I like milk stouts.
Milk stouts are delicious.
Yeah, they're tasty. I don't know, but like, we should probably talk about games, but beer's fun. Maybe we do a beer podcast.
Talk about beer and painkillers.
But Fozzie's drinking malt whiskey, so.
Yes.
Ooh, I should join you on that. I got some Maker's Mark.
Is that single malt whiskey?
I have no idea, Tony.
Maker's Mark, I don't think is single malt.
Isn't that a blended whiskey?
Yeah.
Kind of like a... Is it Crown Royal?
Well, it's whiskey. I'll approve, but let's calm down.
Dude, the cap is dipped in wax. It's gotta be classy.
But nobody said it's not good.
Maybe you just dropped the candle on it while you were
drinking it. It's like somebody's just really bad. God damn it. Jeff, what have you been playing?
Just a couple things. I bought the Puppeteer.
Yeah?
I haven't played a lot of it. Right before bed last night, I downloaded it. And then right before this podcast, I fucking installed it, checked trophies, installed, all that shit you gotta go through on PS3. And then I played, like, the first level. I like it. Like, we talked about it before, didn't we? I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I played through it back in September, so.
Wow, it's that old already. We're getting old.
You're playing ancient games, Jeff.
Yeah. It's, you know, 2D platformer. It kind of, like, mechanically, visually, etc., feels like a Little Big Planet to me.
Hey, a little bit.
But it definitely has its own personality. Like, it's its own game.
Yeah, they really, like, totally try and sell you on the fact that it's a puppet show.
Yeah, like you're watching a play. Yeah. So, like...
The way things move. And...
Well, everything is on, like, a little stage, and then, like, when you go to the next area, like, it collapses that stage, and then you're, like, on another stage. And...
Yeah.
So, like, they really sell that. The only thing that kind of, like, annoyed me in the first level is the game never just shuts up and let you enjoy it. Like, it's constantly narrating and playing music. Like...
Yeah.
Like,
like a puppet show.
Yeah, it just did not stop. Like, I would just love it for it to just quiet for a minute and let me enjoy it.
Fair enough.
Constantly fucking yelling at me. But yeah, like, I like the fact that you get, like, different heads. Like, I had a banana head, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, those, and I don't know exactly when they explain that, but those are your lives.
Yeah, those are your lives. Like, so, like, if you get hit, you'll lose your head. You could, like, snatch it up before it disappears.
Yeah, like a coin in Sonic.
Yeah, exactly. But they also have different, like, unique traits. So, like, if you're wearing, like, a spider head, and you see, like, a spider web with some spiders on it, like, I just did this in the first level, you could press a button that, like, does whatever your unique head does, and, so I was wearing a spider head, I saw a spider web, I pressed the button, and it, like, sent me to a bonus stage to get, like, fucking gems and shit. I was wearing a banana head, and I, like, pressed the power for that, and he does, like, a little, like he's slipping on a banana. But, like, it, basically, like, it's, like, when, whatever head you're wearing, if you see something in the level that, like, kind of matches what your head is, sometimes that will unlock something for you.
Right.
That I thought was cool. Like, I really liked that. And then, like, right at the end of the first level, I got the scissors, which I'm guessing is, like, a huge mechanic in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they allow you to cut shit. So, it's basically like your sword. But it's cool, because, like, if you see something you want to cut, you can, like, jump up in there and keep cutting, like, and you won't fall to the ground.
Yeah, it's like, it gives you a way of traversing vertically.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really happy I bought it. I'm happy I saw this sale. It's $7 right now on PSN. I'm expecting it. Like, it seems like they, you know, put a lot of work into it. It's like top quality 2D platformer.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was from it was a Sony internal game. I think it was from Japan Studio. So I mean, they generally do pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else? You played some Hotline Miami, right?
Yeah, because I remember I bought that game like at least 6 months ago, probably more. It was like before I moved out here and like got this job and shit. And like I bought it real late at night and I played it for like 10 minutes and I was like, oh my god, this game sucks. Like, I played it some more now and I'm like, I kind of like it. Like, it's just weird how you have to get the jump on. Like, have you guys played it?
I have not. I own it, but I have not played it. Much
it's like, you enter a room, and if, like, the guy spots you, you're dead. Like, they, like, run over, and, like, you have to get the jump on them. So you have to, like, really plot out how you're attacking people and shit. And, like, the controls are okay, but I can see them definitely working better with, like, a mouse. Which I think that was a game that was, like, originally designed for PC, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like, it... They, like, worked it out okay for console, but I don't know. Like, it feels like it's been ported. It doesn't work quite as well as I'd like.
Well, I have it for PC, so maybe that's where I should try to play it.
I know Aaron, like, he was the one that, like, he's like, dude, you gotta try out Hotline Miami. It's, like, crazy awesome. And I'm like, dude, I own it, and I don't like it. And so I was like, alright, I'll give it another shot. Like, I like the style of it. It's, like, the music and the graphics and shit, but...
I heard the soundtrack is fantastic, so...
Yeah, that's awesome. It's pretty sweet, yeah.
It's cool, it's hard as fuck, though.
Yeah, dude, it really is. Like, you'll walk into a room and you're fucking... Like, you'll die a billion times on the first level.
Unless you're Tony, and then he'll just walk through.
That's right, I just beat it on the first try. Sorry, Jeff, not everyone can be me.
It's okay, I accept this.
you play anything else, Jeff?
Speaking of dying a lot, I've been playing Spelunky still. The only thing I'd like to mention about that, I don't know if, like, I mentioned it before, it was, like, there's, like, this tunnel guy who allows you to, like, get a... Because if you die in this game, let's say you're in the last level of the game and you die, you get sent back to the beginning of the game. There's this tunnel guy who will make shortcuts for you. Like, so, if you get to, like, you get all the way through World 1, like, you get through 1-1, 1-2, 1-3, 1-4, then you'll see this tunnel guy, and he'll be like, yo, give me $10,000, and I'll make a shortcut for you. And you say, okay, and then he doesn't do that. You're like, what the fuck? So it turns out, I did some research, you need to, like, run into him several times, so you have to beat the whole first level, like, three times and have, like, you know, one time he'll ask for money, one time he'll ask for a rope, one time he'll ask for a bomb. And then finally, he'll be like, all right, the shortcut's finally done. And so I accomplished that, and I'm very proud of myself, because this game's fucking hard.
And at that point, you can jump right to the second level, right?
You know, yeah, you can go straight to the second level whenever you want. And it gets harder. The game is really, really... I heard it's only 4 levels long. I can see that, because this game is hard as fuck, dude. But also really fun, so...
Cool.
That's about it, I think, for me.
Fozzie, what have you been up to?
I've been playing a couple games, nothing too crazy. pretty much the same thing I've been playing probably since I last talked, except for one game. Just been playing a lot of NBA 2K14.
Yes.
That's probably like the most played next-gen game I've been playing, with the My Career mode. I have a couple of issues with it. I'm just going to kind of like chalk it up to the fact that it's like the first game of the next-gen. I know Madden was like absolute shit when it first came out on 360, so, I mean, I'm not, but there are like some things that I think could have been done better with the game. For example, like the create a character, there's not much like leeway as far as what you want the face to look like. Kind of like, hey, this is your guy, you know, there's no one that really looks Middle Eastern, so I picked like the closest thing to it. What else? I mean, not much more to say. It's NBA 2K, so it's a lot of fun. I'm having a good time with it. Presentation's awesome. Also, I've been playing Assassin's Creed 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really liking it. It's great because I haven't played that much of the story. And it has a lot, I'm starting to realize it has a lot of like the Far Cry 3 things that made me addicted to that game as far as like hunting and trying to upgrade your character and just going around exploring like the islands and everything. So it's really cool just being able to kind of like just shift from one island and be like, oh well, let's go to this island. And I really love doing like the assassin contracts, everything like that. It's really cool. I like that blow pipe that they give you now. It's really great. And now I've gone back into Crusader Kings 2 for some...
Yes.
No good reason. Seriously.
Absolutely great reasons.
No.
It's January. It's perfect reason.
Let me tell you.
That's an expansion.
That's probably the only reason. Like, if there was a game like this, I mean, I wasn't really big in Civilization games when I was younger, but... Like, this game is made for if you have just, like, if you're unemployed or you just have, like, hundreds of hours to, like, just fucking give out. Because I'm 40, I think I've played this game about 45 hours, and I'm still learning just the basic parts of this game still. Like, upgrading my holdings and how to, like, upgrade my military. There is a tutorial, but I never really went through it, and it's amazing. You go on YouTube... And check out the tutorials for Crusader Kings. And they're like 5 hours long. Seriously, they're like five parts. And each of them are an hour. So, with all these type of games, and Napo I'm sure knows, you have to devote a lot of time to them. It's like your primary game. But it's addictive.
If I haven't put like 120 hours into Crusader Kings 2, I haven't put 1 hour into it. It requires commitment. It really does.
That's the thing, is like, I think that's what happened with me, is I kind of moved on to different games, but, again, I've only played one game, like, I have not played another scenario, I've only played one scenario, I've already put 45 hours into this game.
Jesus Christ.
So, I mean, it's just like, it's one of those games where you just you keep playing, and there's always something new, and it's really cool, but, again, it's a super... It's either you love it or you hate it. There's no in between. You can't be in between with a game like this. You either have to like go full steam at it or you don't play it. But I love these type of like world conquest games, and this one is probably one of the best ones I've ever played as far as that. So yeah, I've been getting into that. I don't know how long this fix is going to last for, but right now I'm pretty fucking balls deep in it. So
I put 65 hours into one game.
Yeah,
I started off as a minor duke, and I'm like, all right, of some little tiny region in France. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna play until I make myself king of all of France.
Hmm.
And it took forever. Like it was. And
yeah.
We tried to like get every plot, every war, like it just everything had to take so much thought. It just took
a while. Yeah, you would think that like it's one of those like world conquest games where you can kind of just steam through everything like in Civilization. Like, Civilization has nothing on this game. Like I keep trying to expand my empire because I do want to cover all of Europe, but I can't because there's either, like, people revolting, so I'm like, oh, fuck, now I gotta spend a year to, like, bring my guys, like, all the way on the other side of my fucking map. And then, like, just people, like, there's traitors everywhere, and people are dying left and right, and it's just, it's madness. Like, this game has, like, so much micromanaging in it. So, yeah, it's, I'm really enjoying it, though. It's fun getting back into it, and kind of, like, I want to see how far I get. I'm only on, like, the year 1171, and it goes up to, what, like, 1400 something?
Yeah, I think it goes up to 1453.
So yeah, so 1453 and I've only put 100 years into it, so I still have like 300 to go.
Yeah, plus if you get all of the expansions, there's an 8, I think it's 850.
Yeah, I saw that. That's cool.
Yeah. Interesting that you've been playing that because I've been playing the newest expansion.
Yeah, so, I don't-
Abraham?
I don't know why I got back into it, I really don't. I was just like, man, I really want, like, a world domination game. I was like, oh, shit, I remember. I still have this game from, like, last year. So
yeah.
I got back into that. I don't know. I might, like, start a new game just because I did kind of fuck up my empire this time. But I don't know. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you want to talk about challenge, though, here's the real challenge. So in Sons of Abraham, they add add a bunch of religions to the game, and one of the religions they add is Judaism. And there's only one Jewish kingdom in the game. It's like it's in the middle of the Russian steppe, surrounded by countries that want to annihilate it. And <Right. laughs> and the goal with this country is to form the Kingdom of Israel. Now, right. I know you guys have seen maps before. Russia's pretty far from Israel. And in the era that the game takes place, it's like, it's the Crusades. So you have like all these Western European powers sending armies to Israel. And then some massive, massive Muslim countries fighting there. So you have this tiny little kingdom. So the point of this expansion is to add this, I guess it's the ultimate Crusader Kings 2 challenge, which is to form the state of Israel out of basically nothing.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. it's a lot of fun though. It's like, it's hard to explain, but it's really addicting. I'm sure, like, Hefe would probably have no interest in a game like this, but, it's cool.
I don't know, maybe.
It's
hard. The hard part is learning how to play. Once you figure that out, like, it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's fun, like, it's just, like, it's great trying to, like, who doesn't want to be a world leader or, like, an emperor, like, and the great thing about it is, like, you could fucking kill anyone you want, like, you can assassinate people, you can, like, fabricate lies to, like, make people look like they're doing something wrong for no reason, like, you can be a total asshole in this game, or you can be, like, you know, you can play legit, but that's the best part about it.
I've totally gotten that trait for killing my own family members multiple times.
Dude, I've imprisoned so many of my family members just because, and I don't trust anyone, so I'm just like, fuck you, you're going to jail.
I think the best thing about the game is that you're not just like controlling a country, like you are the dude, like you're the king or you're the duke, like. And it puts you in that position, so you're, like, making decisions. You're, like, while you're ruling the country, you're, like, taking care of your family members. And it's just, it puts you in that position so well.
Yeah, it does. It's, wow. It's a great game. I highly recommend it, but again, you need to go, like, full on with this game. And like, you'll get it at first, and you'll be like, what the fuck? Like, It's so daunting. I would recommend going on YouTube and like looking at some of those tutorials because seriously, you will just be lost. There's a lot as far as what you need to know about this game. Like I said, I'm 40 plus hours in. I'm still learning shit about it.
I mean, you can definitely say there's value proposition there. So.
Oh, yes. You get your money's worth.
Oh, yeah.
You play anything else, Fozzie?
No, there's a couple games I want to play. I want to play that Nighthawk game or whatever it's called. Nighthawk?
Yeah, the jousting game.
Have you guys seen that? Have you seen anything like regarding what trailers or anything what it looks like?
I mean, it looks 8-bit-ish. Not even 8-bit-ish. It looks like 4-bit-ish, like Atari 2600.
It's cool, though. It's got, like, kind of like a Hotline Miami as far as, like, the vivid colors go. But yeah, it's definitely, it looks like a Bit Trip, runner.
Okay.
A little bit. You have like these like, you know, pixelated guys and pretty much you're going from one side of the map, you're going to the left side or you're going to the right side. That's it. And the goal is just to stop the other guy from getting on his side. And it sounds like pretty basic, but it looks like a ton of fun. I watched the Giant Bomb quick look of that and now I really want to play it. It looks fucking, it looks like a good time, you know, especially with people on the couch, you can talk so much shit. So, it's like, yeah, it's definitely, it's a, like a party game, you know?
Right.
You have to play it. It doesn't seem like it'd be fun at all, single player, but when you have like people with you, yeah, it looks like it'd be fun. But yeah, besides that, I've only been playing those three games.
Cool. Tony, what have you been up to aside from
Crusader Kings 2?
Yeah.
And NBA 2K14. I played all of Gone Home. Which I had purchased on a humble sale for like I forget what it was. It was like $374 or something.
Yeah, it was
almost
cheap.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. I hadn't played it yet, and I didn't know when I was going to play it, but then I noticed, recording on Wednesday, that yesterday, or was it yesterday or was it the day before yesterday? Anyway.
They announced it on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Polygon selected Gone Home as their game of the year, which a lot of people were pretty stunned by, so I was like, you know, I think I really have to play this now. And of course, Chris was nice enough to tell me that the game is only 2 hours long, so I wasn't really worried about not being able to finish all in one setting. So I started playing, and I literally couldn't stop until it was done. Like, there was a point at which I was so exhausted I really wanted to go to bed, but I had to finish it. I just absolutely had to finish it. I thought the game was fantastic. I don't know that I would pick it as my game of the year. But I definitely think it was one of those games that all gamers need to experience. Being able to walk through that house and just have my own journey through it. Like, the game obviously has a path to direct you down and a story to tell, but the way it presents itself, the way you interact with the environment, makes that story your story. And without spoiling it, the journey to find out what happens to, I can't remember the main character's name, her family, her sister and her parents.
Is it Kate?
I think Katie's the sister, isn't she?
Sam's the sister.
Okay, so Katie's the main character and Sam's the sister. Okay. But the journey to find out what happens to them is so engrossing and so compelling. I just couldn't stop. And then you get to the end, and my heart was just pounding. You know, when you're not exactly sure what you're going to find at the conclusion. And the way it all plays out in the end, it was just really emotionally satisfying. It was probably the most touching ending of a game that I have ever experienced, at least in recent memory. It made me feel emotions, which is hard. I don't normally.
I've heard really good things, and I know very little about it, so.
I want to spoil it for you, Jeff, but I won't. You'll never actually play it, but.
Is there no chance of it being ported?
I doubt it. I mean.
It couldn't work?
No, it could. Like,
it could.
I mean, it is.
It could definitely work.
It's a first person. It's like, the game takes place in a first-person perspective, and it is by the a lot of the team that worked on Bioshock 2.
Oh, really?
Specifically Minerva's Den. So, like, it could definitely be done on, like, a PS4 or a, Xbox One. It's, I doubt that it will be going there.
Why not?
I guess it's not that terribly spec'd, so almost anybody can play it. And I would say that, I don't know, it's kind of a bite-sized experience. Like, there is no replayability here. Like, I played through it, I'm done, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, it's even less than a movie, right? Like, right. A movie you can go back and watch. Like, this is very much based on your experience, though, figuring out what's going on. Where's Fozzie, though? Because he has some things to say, right?
Fozzie does not love this as much as I do.
No. Well,
I've seen people react to it, like, saying,
Here's the thing, is that I feel that it's getting a lot of steam from other people, but, okay, it's hard to talk about this game without spoiling it. I just feel that... I feel like I didn't get the same connection. Like, I didn't feel anything for any of the people, to be honest. Like, it didn't do it for me. The writing was pretty good, but there's so many loopholes and there just wasn't a lot of things that, I just feel like there's a lot of potential left, like, lost in it, in the game. And I will say that it was probably one of the best environments that I played last year, as far as what I did play. I don't know. I was just hoping for more. You know, as like a kid from that generation, I felt like, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be right up my alley. And I like a good story too. But for me, it just, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't their intention. I felt maybe it was because everyone else was hyping it up.
I wonder if that's exactly your problem there, Fozzie. Like, everyone was like, oh, Gone Home's so fucking awesome, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and
people,
when that happens.
They're talking about, like, this is, like, game you're going to tell your children about and shit. Like,
right.
Like, I feel like it got a lot of, like, the Mass Effect 3 hate got. Like, that was a pretty good game, but, again, people focus on the bad parts. They knew the fact that there was a lot of hype surrounding it, so, and I guess maybe that's the problem with being on social media, is that unless you're one of the first people to play these games, like, it kind of just ruins the experience a bit for you.
Did it get spoiled for you before you played it, Fozzie?
No.
Well, that was good.
I actually did not watch much of Gone Home. I knew it was a girl that was coming home and she was exploring the house. But I really didn't know much more about it. I wanted to keep it as much of a secret as I could from myself.
Yeah, I actually had the it wasn't even real. I mean, I guess that happens about halfway through the game. You kind of figure out what's exactly going on.
Right.
But I had that portion spoiled for me. But even then, like, I kind of found, kind of like Tony, like, and I don't know if Tony felt exactly the same way, but towards the end, like, when you're reaching that final area, like, there was just this sense of dread, like,
right,
that, like, I didn't know what I was gonna find up there, and, like, I didn't know that aspect of it, and, like, that was pretty emotionally affecting, I thought, right. Like.
I also found that there were parts in the game where I started to, like, get worried and, like, start to rush, even though, like, there was no reason to.
Right.
But, like, the game just instilled that feeling in me, like, I need to move faster. I need to get there.
And it's like you kind of know the entire time where you need to go, and it's just like...
Right.
Right. No, and, yeah, I mean, and I think that once I got done playing it, after a few days, I kind of, like, stepped back a bit, and I was like, well, you know what? It did do some pretty cool things. Like, there was some cool things about it, but I think really just what turned me off was just how hyped it was. And again, people like, again, it is with games like these, like games like Journey, where they always
Journey comes up, Syndrome.
What?
Journey Syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like that. Oh, this game's art, or it shows what video games can be and stuff like that. And like, I don't even think it was really like the people's like intentions for that. I think they were just trying to tell a good story, but I think it was just kind of ruined by other people like talking about it and like nonstop about it and just.
Right. But yeah, like, so I don't remember if it ended up being the, it did end up being, you know, Polygon's Game of the Year, but their podcast, I'm not sure if it ended up being their podcast Game of the Year, but I watched their deliberations, their video deliberations, and like, just listening to some of this stuff, and it's like, really? Like, I played the game, and I found it, like, to be really cool, and like, but really? Like, I don't know, it's kind of the same stuff that people were saying about The Walking Dead, and I just, like, at the end of the day, I was like, it was a cool experience, but I don't know if this pushes the needle in any particular way. Like,
I think Walking Dead pushed the needle, though. Like, I don't remember a lot of games like that before it.
But in like, what do you think is going to come from that, though?
Like,
right.
Have we
more
seen
games
some sort
like
of
Gone
shift?
Home.
Because I haven't seen any kind of shift.
Yeah, but I don't think Gone Home was a direct result of something for, like, The Walking Dead. Like, I mean, Gone Home is very clearly something different, and they've been working on it before The Walking Dead came out, so.
And I mean, like, to be honest, like, with indie games, like, they've been around. It's just which one is going to hit mainstream, which one's not.
Right.
You can find a million games like these if you look hard enough. I promise you that.
You're exactly right, Fozzie, and it's we're now seeing. I mean, and Polygon's probably one of the biggest, you know, promoters of this. There's kind of been this backlash against like big, you know, big publishing games, and
right.
And like companies like Polygon really kind of go out there. They don't bash those games, but they really kind of champion these smaller games and. I mean, these are games that years ago wouldn't have even been given. Like, there were those special things that you had to go find, and now they're everywhere. And I don't know, maybe it's just not as special anymore. Like, I really like Gone Home. I thought it was really good, but I don't know if it's, you know, for them to go, it's Game of the Year, and I mean, it's their call, whatever. I found it to be a really cool experience, but. There was less game there than I thought there was with The Walking Dead.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I could call that Game of the Year. There's just not enough there.
Right. It's a great, like, again, crap. I don't want to say anything because again,
it's a great 2-hour experience, and I mean,
yeah. And again,
whatever Tony paid for it was, you know,
was more than worth it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like was probably right. Less than what it was worth. So.
Yeah. No. I feel like that game is easily $10. I don't know if I would have been happy paying the full 20. Again, it kind of comes down to like that, you know, pricing and where it's at. But to be honest, that's just where I feel like comfortable paying the game for 2 hours. You know. Especially a game like Journey, you can actually go back and play that game a couple times and still have fun with it. But again, like Tony was saying, is that it's all about that first emotional experience you get from it.
Right.
You're not going to get that back, and it's not really going to differ. And to be honest, once you know where everything is, you can beat that game in like 2 minutes. Once you
right.
find what it is.
Yeah, because like, you really just need to know where to get the key to the final area is.
Yeah, exactly. So, but again, like you said, there are great parts where that game shines, but I felt like there's a couple things in the game that should have been more expanded on. But again, like, that's my opinion, you know, it is what it is, but that's just me.
So Jeff, you've been wanting to say something about Journey.
Yeah, well, I randomly the other night at like It was Saturday night, and the only day I ever get off is Sunday, so Saturday night, 4 in the morning, I decided to play Journey.
Okay.
I woke up at 6:45 in my chair. So then, Sunday morning, I decided, all right, I'm going to play Journey. And I played through it, and it took me maybe 45 minutes to an hour. I don't know, it's a really pretty game. Like, I really like, you know, like the music and the art and stuff, but even on the second time I went in with different expectations, and just, I went and I was like, this is a game you can play in a sitting, let's give it another shot, see how you feel about it. And I still kind of stand by what I said back when it came out. Like, I don't, yeah, it's pretty. That's about it. Like, there's no gameplay to it.
There is.
What?
There's platforming in that game.
You move your left stick and occasionally press a button to make you float.
That's not true.
There are some actually, like, I mean, not super difficult, but there are some pretty intricate platforming sequences in that game.
Yeah.
As I recall.
Especially towards the mountain, definitely.
Yeah, well, like, that whole part.
Come on.
Like, there's that whole section where you're in the, you're going up and it's flooded, and you're moving your way up the platforms.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there is.
Like,
that.
The spiral, and then there's the bridge section where you're jumping across the, like, there's these pillars and you're jumping across, and, yeah, I mean, there are platforming sections, Joe.
But it's not like you could ever, I guess.
You can fail them.
And there was, like, one cool part, too, where you're, like, walking along, and there's, like, this giant thing floating in the sky that, like, will, like, blow you way back. I don't know, like, I just think it was the problem with that game was people built it up a little too much.
I could see that. Like, I just went in expecting a game, and I came out. Did anybody play it with you? Like, did you end up playing with anybody else?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I actually thought I ran into two different people, and at the end it said only one person.
Seriously, I thought to me that was, like, the coolest part of it. It was, like, you're playing with these, I don't know, they all look the fucking same. And, like, were they communicating with you? Were you having, like, any sort of interaction with them, or were they just kind of there?
You can't really communicate. You can just make the, like,
the chirps.
No, yeah.
But, so,
but you do feel like a connection with that person while you're with them.
Right, especially like if they are kind of like I was obviously just starting out, like my scarf wasn't very long, and the guy that I got teamed up with, he kind of like saw that, and like the scarf, like the length of it determines how long you can kind of float, how high you can jump.
Is right. That based on how many times you played it, or
no,
like
it's based on picking up the scarf pieces.
Oh, okay.
Which, like, your scarf gets longer as you pick up the pieces.
But then, when you jump, when you use it to float, that, like,
it peels away. But you can then recharge it. Like there's different points where it recharges. But, like, he was actually kind of guiding me towards those other pieces so that as, when I could recharge it, like, and that was, like, really cool. Like, he's like, chirp, chirp, chirp. I'm like, what? Like, no, I want to go forward. Like, we got to keep going. He's like, just chirping away over in the corner, like acting crazy and jumping up and down, and like I get over there and there's like a scarf piece. Like I thought that was really kind of, and maybe it's just different experience while playing it, like that came out of that.
It's not it's not terrible, and it's not the game doesn't ask much for you. It's like an hour long. It really is. Like, although there were areas that I visited the first time in the game that I didn't this time. Like, I somehow skipped like almost straight to the end, it seemed like. But I still think that game is
you,
really...
You had already played it before, right?
Yes.
I wonder if it just picked you up where you had last played it.
No, because every time, like let's say you're in the middle of playing that game and you turn it off, you come back on, it's like, start a new journey. Like, that game is a one-sitting game and you can't stop it in the middle. Like, you have to, like, at least as far as I could tell... Because, like, I fell asleep that night, and then the next day I went to go play it again, and it was just, like, start a new journey. Like, it didn't give me options to do other things.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong on that, but honestly, you might as well just play it from beginning to end.
Right, it's short enough that you can make it through.
But, like, my feeling, I don't hate it or anything, but people oversold it, and it shouldn't, like, I still find it, like, ridiculous that that was $15, and that there's, like, a disc version of it for $30 or whatever.
Mm. There's other stuff on that disc, though, isn't there, or is it just Journey?
Yeah.
The soundtrack, too. Games.
Yeah, there's also fucking Flower, which is even less of a game.
Oh my god.
That might have been more gamey. That game might have been more gamey
than Journey. You're just a Journey hater, Jeff.
I guess so. I remember, like, Chris, weren't you pushing that for a game of the year?
I don't know if I was pushing it. Like, definitely up there. Like, I liked it a lot.
I liked it too. I think I put it in my top five that year.
Yeah, it was in my top five as well.
I don't know.
I think
maybe it's because you didn't have, like, a great person you played with. Like, maybe he wasn't, like... But the great thing about it was me and the guy that I was playing with, we were both kind of, like, new to it. So we would just go around exploring. And I don't know. There's, like, there's that really cool sense of this guy could leave you at any time that he wanted to. You know, like, he can, like, get up and leave and just, like, go off in the distance without you. And there's not much you can really do unless you caught up with him, but, I mean, that's the cool thing is that when, if he left though, you don't even know that, like, but at the same time, you get this new person that comes in, and it's like, I don't know, it's just,
yeah. Like, Jeff only played with one person.
Right.
And I thought I had only played with one person, and it ended up being six different people.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Well, when I played it when it came out, I played, like, with six different people, and it was the same thing. I was like, I thought it was one person the whole time. This time, I lost the dude, and then I ran into someone else near the end, like, or close to the end, and I was like, I thought it was someone else, but at the end of the credits, it was just like, you played with, it was funny, too. It was like, Trucker something. Someone Trucker. It's like, okay. I don't know, man. Like, it's definitely unique, and it has things about it that I like. And it's also cool because it's, like, I might play it another year from now just because it's so damn short. But there's not much there for me. And it didn't give me any sort of emotional reaction the first time I played it. And it didn't really give me much this time, except I'm just like, wow, it's really beautiful, you know. But other than that...
Fair enough.
Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't do much for me. I don't know. I wouldn't put it in my top 10 for sure.
Sorry, Jeff.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Maybe I should take.
You failed us. Like, take another pill, Jeff. God.
Yeah.
Dull the pain of having to play Journey again. Tony, you play anything else?
No, that was it.
I played some games.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I did.
Never.
No. I played Battlefield. I finished Battlefield.
What have you done?
And I tried the multiplayer and actually got into a couple games.
Oh my goodness.
It's a miracle.
It was.
It's a Christmas miracle.
When that game works, when the multiplayer works, that game's really good. Single player, I think I said this last week, I'm not sure which is worse, Call of Duty or Battlefield. They're both really, really bad. And I'm gonna spoil the ending of Battlefield 4 right now, but
please do, because I don't think any sane person should play through that.
So you end up at the end, and did you guys finish Battlefield 3?
God no.
All right, so at the end of Battlefield,
the first level,
the end of Battlefield 3, it was like this ridiculous like a quick time event, which was just awful because it was like, why is this happening? Like, why is there a quick time event in Battlefield? They don't do that this time around, but it's just as ridiculous. It's like, all right, you hop on this boat, like this little, like, you know, kind of like a rescue boat or whatever, and you head off for this Chinese destroyer, and you get up alongside the destroyer, and you use these grappling hooks, and you shoot up to the bridge above it, and you set C4 along the hull of the Chinese boat, and you get up, it's you, and you're squad mate Irish, who has been bossing you around the whole time, even though you're the leader of the squad, and this Chinese girl, Hannah. And then you have a choice, because when you click the C4 button to trigger it, it doesn't go off. So then Hannah wants to go down, so that she can set it off. But Irish is going that he should go down. So you have to choose between the two. Who do you want to go down and set off the...
You're like, see ya, Irish.
Right. That's what I did. I was like, I'm not sending a woman down there. That's dumb. Evidently, you can also not do anything. If you wait long enough, the Chinese destroyer destroys your ship and the game ends.
Oh, great.
Because there's an achievement for not allowing anybody to die, not allowing any of your squad to die, and sacrificing the ship. It's like, great. So, that's how that game ends. No shooting. Like, that is the last level. Whoa, there's some echo there. Yeah.
That sucks.
That's about, but, multiplayer is quite good. I don't know if it's a huge jump above 3. Outside of that there's more people in it, but it's good.
Did the buildings actually fall down?
I didn't see any buildings fall down, but there's definitely more destruction going on. I didn't see any levolution either, so... But I wonder if people are staying away from that, because some of the complaints I've heard is when that stuff happens, it had been kicking people out of the match, so maybe people are like, well, let's not do that. Because that would be bad. I spent half of a rush match in a helicopter with this guy who was insanely good in the helicopter, and I was just racking up points. Like, I wasn't doing anything. But I was racking up thousands of points just sitting in the helicopter because he was just destroying the enemy team. Yeah, it's very much Battlefield, though, so...
Does this mean we can play now?
Yeah, sure.
I want to play.
Yay!
Sure, I'm up for that. Let's see, what else did I play? I played Unearthed Trail of... I'm going to totally butcher this. Ibn Battuta?
No, as I recall, I believe it deserves to be butchered, so...
It's... So, this is a... it's an Uncharted Tomb Raider knockoff. That was on Steam. It was on the front page of Steam. I think on New Year's Day, or like right around there. And it was like $2.99. It was on sale, down from its regular price. So I decided to buy it. It's the first episode in a series. And it's something.
What? Wait a second. Hold up. This is like a... knockoff that's super cheap of those games that are super high production values?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, it's like a small, and it's not even a small team, cause like, I went to this company's website, I went to the game's website, and they have a FAQ, and they like, say how many people, like, one of the questions in the FAQ is, like, how big is the studio, and they're, like, 200 people. Like, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, for...
Obviously not enough.
Right. It's like... Their goal is to kind of present the, like... I guess, like, they feel the Middle East is very stereotyped, which it kind of is. So they wanted to kind of present a strong, like, Arab hero.
Prince of Persia?
Yeah, but not stereotyped. But so what they did was they basically made like Nathan Drake but Arab, and instead
so
of
Prince of Persia.
Well, yeah, I guess. And instead of like, you know, like this hot chick that like he's trying to get with, like they team him with his sister, who's pretty. But she is, like, in traditional, like, you know, Middle Eastern garb for a woman. It's just really weird. I don't know why we were going after this treasure. They actually make a quip about Uncharted and Tomb Raider in the game. But everything's just so bad. Like, the shooting is... It's bad, like Uncharted bad. Then you have to fight things. And anytime you have to like, do hand-to-hand combat, it loads. It goes to a loading screen to load into that fight. And, I mean, the puzzles are okay. The controls are a little wonky. At one point, I shot somebody in the head, and I wish I had video of it, because the guy just started, like, doing... He became, like, the Slender Man. Like, his arms were just all over the place, and, like, he's really long, and, like... The first time I got in a fist fight, I fell through the floor into never-ending doom. There's a 10-minute walking sequence. Like, all you do is walk while they give you story bits.
Great.
Yeah. And then there's a cutscene in between that walking sequence where you have tea, and then you continue to walk. It's like, if you were to take all, like, the high points of Uncharted or Tomb Raider and meld them down into, like, 5-minute segments, that's what this game is, but... Like, 5-minute segments designed by incompetent game designers. So, yeah, that's Unearthed. Probably don't play that.
Sounds great. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Let's see. What else? I also play this game called Gunman Clive, which there'll be a review up on the site at some point.
I've heard about that.
Gunman Clive is pretty cool. I think, like, Mega Man? But...
Mm-hmm.
Set in the Old West. The art style is like, if you had like this yellowed paper and then you took a pencil and were to draw something on it, like that's what it looks like. It looks like a pencil drawn on like this yellowed old frail parchment. And, the gameplay is very Mega Man-y. Like there's platforming, there's, you know, you kill enemies, you fight bosses. It's very short. Which might explain why it's only $1.99. I finished it in an hour. It's 4 levels, but I thought it was quite fun. So, yeah, on that one. I think that's it. I think that's all I played. Let's do some news. We got any news, Tony?
News?
Oh, watch tap? Sorry. I went to get a drink of water. Didn't say anything.
Sorry.
I'm back, though. I'm back, and we have news.
We have news. All right.
We have NPD numbers for December, and they're shocking. They're not that shocking. Apparently, the Xbox One was the best-selling next-gen console of December. I know there are a lot of fanboys who are going to read too much into this.
Right.
All it means is that more Xbox Ones were sold in the United States. and both systems are selling every unit that they put out there. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot to brag about.
Yeah, but both systems are selling really well.
Yeah.
Microsoft was just able to get more out in the U.S. than Sony was.
In December.
Right, in December.
Too. You have to factor in the fact that there was more of a November window for the PS4 to sell out in November. So, and I don't recall seeing the November numbers.
I know Microsoft gave numbers for their November, but I don't remember if Sony did or not. But I don't think anybody disputed that Sony was leading, so.
Yeah. And I mean, I still don't think that's in dispute. I think Sony sold more consoles. I think that's just the way it is, but.
Yeah, it's probably closer than they were expecting, I think, but.
Right. And we'll see what the next couple months bring.
Right. Now holiday's over, so it's back to, and now it's really back to, like, the hardcore.
Right. It's like you look at the games that are coming out, and that's all hardcore stuff, too.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll definitely see a bump in March for both systems.
Right.
Just which one is going to take a bigger bump. Like, Titanfall comes out earlier, so.
Then you got Infamous, whatever it is.
Second Son.
Yeah.
But that's towards the end of the month, I think, so. It'll be interesting. Yeah, there's nothing really until then, though. Like, I mean, there's Thief, but that's not...
And that's on last-gen consoles,
yeah.
So...
And I don't think anybody's going to be rushing out to play Thief on an Xbox One or PS4, so...
I am. Sign me up. I'm getting that game.
Right, but you weren't buying a new system for it.
That's true. I was just buying the new system because it looks pretty.
Yep. 3DS evidently sold well from what I hear.
In fact, it sold more units than the Xbox One did.
So that's kind of cool, I guess, for Nintendo, because the Wii U's not selling well.
No, not even a little.
That's a shame.
They were saying that the Wii U sold basically what it sold this holiday season. It sold basically what it sold last holiday season.
So about 600,000 over the 2 months.
Which in comparison to previous consoles by Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft is completely off pace. Normally,
well, it should increase.
It should increase because their supply chain gets better as time moves on. But it just says that there's no demand for the thing.
Well, I mean, that was evident when the Wii U launched, though, because...
Like, they were still laying around.
Right. The day it launched, you couldn't get one, but by mid of that week, there was some on shelves, so... and that's just not the case with the PS4 and Xbox One. At least right now.
Right.
I still have, I mean, I've heard people say they've seen Xbox Ones on shelves, and I've heard... Yeah, I haven't seen them. Like, I will say this about Microsoft, and I don't know, like, I'm sure they're dumping money into this, but outside of GameStop, I have not seen, like, a PS4 setup. Like, I was in a Toys R Us, they have an Xbox One setup. You walk into their game display, and the first thing you see is an Xbox One setup. There's no PS4 setup. You walk into Walmart and there's an Xbox One setup. They also have a PS4 setup, but it's towards like the back. Like you have to walk through their game section to get to it. And I was at Best Buy and they had an Xbox One that you could play. They had a PS4 that was just kind of running video. So Microsoft is, you know, they're pushing their system. Maybe they can, maybe like they put that money to the side or whatever, and Sony put all their money into, you know, whatever they, you know, singing cartoons or whatever.
Yeah.
Those commercials are awful. They're so bad. I hate those. I really, really hate those commercials.
Love them.
I'm done. I'm not talking about the fucking commercials anymore. We got any other news?
Oh yeah, we got, actually this announcement came out, it's Thursday, today. HBO Go app is coming to PS3 and, soon.
Eventually PS4 as well.
And eventually PS4. Interestingly, Xbox One was not mentioned in the announcement.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But the announcement was made on the PlayStation blog, so.
Right, and HBO Go
was announced for launch Windows.
Yeah, it was supposed to be coming already, so I wonder if, like, once they get it straightened out on PS3, if they'll just launch it, like, probably at the same time. And...
Right.
That's good for them. I mean,
yeah.
We've had HBO Go for, what, 2 years or so now?
And it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
I use it all the time. Okay, I've watched the entire Game of Thrones series, like, 4 times.
Yeah. I find that to be one of the better video apps out there.
Yeah. I just want it on my Xbox One so I can, you know, put the controller down. It's heavy. My wrist can't take the weight.
I just like it to then, like, I've begun to use my Xbox One for everything. Like, I watch Netflix on it, I watch Amazon Prime on it, like flip to my TV from it. I would just like to not have to turn my, you know, 360 on to watch Game of Thrones or whatever. I mean, I kind of want a reason to not have to turn my Xbox 360 on anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. Like, my Xbox 360 is in my other room that I'm in right now that has, like, the smaller TV, doesn't have, like, the surround sound, but I almost feel like I want to switch out the Xbox One with the Xbox right now, or the 360, because Because HBO Go's on there, you know, I still haven't played Walking Dead Season 2, Dark Souls 2 is coming out, and I won't put it on, like, my...
Wait, awesome... why did you pull the 360 off your TV?
Because, like, there's just not enough room. Like, I don't have, like, a ton of room where I can put everything there. And it looks weird. Why would I have
my... What else do you have hooked up?
PS3, my Wii U, my Roku?
Well, there you go. You can remove the Wii U.
You can remove the Roku. You can get all those the same stuff.
No, so that's my giant bomb. I have the
Switch. Oh, okay. There's that, yeah.
Yeah. Don't give me lip, boy.
Just remove the Wii U. You don't use it anyway.
Whatever. You know what?
Mario Kart 8's coming.
Hey, for all the hate, I played more exclusives on the Wii U than I have on my Xbox One.
Well, I'd like to think so, considering how one system's been out for a year.
Yeah.
Give it another year and say the same thing.
Help me out here, Joe.
I just got back. What are you saying? You're saying that you don't have room for what?
What?
He doesn't have room for everything on his TV.
Yeah. He
disconnected his Xbox 360 from his main TV.
Yeah, I did that a long time ago because I only have two HDMI ports, and I'm like,
you should have bought a splitter. I bought a splitter.
Why do you guys only have two ports? My TV has six.
Those splitters, you still have to.
Those are my sound system.
You still have to watch, Jeff.
You still have to change the channel on them.
What do you mean?
On the splitter itself, there's like a little switch to
switch. No, it'll auto switch if you get a good one. And by good one, I meant I spent $11 on mine, and it auto-switches.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And well, I bought one specifically because I wanted to have my the PS3, 360, and Wii U hooked up to one and not, like, eat up, you know, three more ports. And for the PS3 or the PS4, you need a special one that has HDCP. That's HTTP compatible, so you have to like specifically look for that. But yeah, like $11, and I was able to have all my old systems hooked up to the TV.
I mean, and I thought about hooking up my 360 like this last week. I might do it still because I want to play Game of the Year Tomb Raider again. But other than that, yeah, like I can see where Fozzie's coming from. And to me, like, the Wii U and some sort of last-gen system, like PS3 or Xbox 360, one of them has to be essential. Like, that has to be hooked up. Wii U has to be hooked up. And then God only knows what I'm going to do when I get, like, the next-gen systems. So
you won't need those old ones anymore.
Right. Like, you get a PS4, you can just stream your PS3 games, right? Like,
yeah, coming this
buy
summer.
Them all over again and enjoy that.
Right.
You get to... And I don't know how this popped in my head. Probably the pills. I don't know if you guys saw Last of Us. IGN gave that game of the year.
They did.
Aren't they owned by Sony, though? I'm pretty sure.
I thought they were owned by Fox.
They were owned by Fox.
I know
Fox.
Greg
They're not
Miller
anymore.
Is.
Yeah, yes, that's
yeah he is. But, I mean, and they made a strong case for it. It's the same case I would have made, honestly. Like, I watched... They actually did, like, a 7-8-minute video about why they chose that.
What was their argument for it?
That it is proof that you have a really, really strong story and strong gameplay.
Except that, I'd still argue that there's not strong gameplay in that game. But
I would argue that there is. Like, it's still very
I would argue if you have to put the game down to easy to finish it, that it's not good gameplay.
I did. But, you know, I know people who played through it on hard and shit. But, yeah, I mean, that was my argument for it. Just the fact that it doesn't have to be one or the other. And that game, like, whether you like the gameplay or not, there's a ton of game in it.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not a game. I'm certainly not saying it's not a game. I'm just saying I don't think it's a good game.
I think that Tony should watch that video, and then he should play it.
Okay. Well, we've already made our decision.
I still think I think Tony would like
it. You think I should play it? You think I would like the game?
I think you'd like it, yeah. Like, I think you'd like the gameplay and you'd restore it.
I'm not convinced, but I suppose it's possible.
Well, they might convince you better than me. It's, like, all, you know, polished.
IGN people?
You do see that some of the things I say about IGN on Twitter,
I'm
right?
I'm saying it's a video. They're editing and stuff, and
it looks pretty.
They sell you for like 8 minutes on it. Like the and one thing I think probably Greg says it or somebody. So like when you look back on 2013, like years from now, Last of Us is going to be the game that you look back on, and I think they're right about that.
I've already forgotten that game.
Oh.
Fozzie, help me out.
Doggy. Well, you know how I feel. I think that I don't get it. Like, I don't understand you people. I don't get it. I think it's a great fucking game.
I'm not saying that you can't. I just think I don't think the game plays very well. And, like, I can show you specific instances where it is broken.
Yeah.
But you can like it. That's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
I feel wrong by the fact that Fozzie likes it.
Why?
that's not right.
It personally insults me. Isn't this how things work on the internet? That's how this
yes.
works.
Yes.
No, but I feel
how
like...
How dare you have that opinion that's different from mine? I shall castrate you.
I feel like Chris, like talked Tony out of playing it, or, you know, like... I think it's a good game. Like, I think the gameplay is
really
solid.
Here's the thing. It's that I, having played Uncharted 3, I had serious reservations about what Naughty Dog was going to do next. And I had a really specific list of things that I really, really didn't want to see. And Chris just happened to list off all the things he thought were bad about the game, and they happened to correspond with that list that I had. So I was like, oh. I'm just going to skip that because I'm not going to put myself at the frustration.
But you like stealth more than Chris, I think. And I don't know.
And the stealth in Uncharted games never worked. It was just bad. Like, I never played those games for the stealth.
And it's like, and the stealth aspects of this game are definitely to its better parts. Let's put it that way. The stealth can be broken in points, like, and that's not your fault, like, that's not the player's fault, and it's not really Naughty Dog's fault, it's just that they've created, like, AI for other characters, Ellie, or whoever, like, sometimes you're with other people, and those people are, like, basically, they're going on a path to do what they're supposed to do, but then, like, you'll see, what was his name? The guy that you end up in his, like, little town, and you're going, you're asking him for help to get a car or whatever, and you're going through, like, this graveyard area, and he's standing right next to a clicker. Like, right next to him. And if I was doing that, I'd be dead. And it's like, that aspect takes you out of it, and it's like, I understand why, because they can't give you complete control of it, and they don't want to punish you for the AI making noise, but it's like, this is broken. Like, that shouldn't happen. Especially for a game that's trying to be so serious outside of that. But my problem with it is, like, any time they make you shoot, it was not fun. Like, I did not have fun any time it was shooting. It was, like, aggressively bad, and, like, there are points when it's like, alright, like, the objective is, like, sneak through. And it's like, alright, I'm gonna sneak through. And you get to the end, and it's like, oh no, you were supposed to sneak through and kill everybody. But why? Like, I got to the end, I can leave. Like, there are multiple points like that, especially, like, there's one particular in Pittsburgh where I spent a half hour trying to figure out what the hell I was supposed to do. And when I finally succumbed and looked it up on the internet, it was like, you need to kill everybody in this section, and then it will trigger a cutscene. But why? The exit is right there. And the whole time, like, you're talking with Ellie about how you need to get to the exit.
Because C is still a game.
But, like, if you're going to put you in this situation and, like, we're going to be this realistic thing, it's like, it needs to work all the time. It can't be like, sometimes you can sneak by and that's okay, but other times you can't. But you know what I'm saying?
Sure. I can see that. I can see why that would be frustrating. And believe me, the game frustrated the hell out of me. Like, it's not an easy game. But I thought it was so worth it for the story, man. Like, I don't know if we spoiled it for you at all, Tony, but, like, the story is just incredible.
What this, the story is, and that's why I played all the way through it. Like, it's an 18-hour game, and, like, I put all that time into it because, like, I wanted to see where they were going with the story because the characters were compelling. But to me, that other aspect of it, the actual gameplay aspect of it, was not good.
See, I think that goes too far. I don't think it's not good.
I think, and I'll stand by this, like, you lowered the difficulty to easy so that you could see the ending.
Yeah, but, like, dude, that's, yeah, and that's
but
a good point.
But if that happened, like, then that means that the gameplay was not balanced properly.
I'm not good at that type of game, though.
But
that's
it doesn't, like, but they put you, like, those ending situations were just shootouts. Like, you could stealth your way through them, I do understand that, but...
You have to... You have to stealth your way through them, man.
No, like, you don't, because I shot my way through that whole hospital sequence. I killed every motherfucker.
You kind of have to kill them, but, like, you can't just...
No, I shot them. Like, I went straight up and killed everybody with a gun.
You run and gunned it?
Yes.
No way, dude. They don't give you enough ammo in that game. Like, you get, like, here's 3 bullets. Good luck, you know? Like,
oh, my God. My guns were all full at the end. I don't know what you were doing, but...
I don't know, I was getting my ass killed, and I was like, alright, I'm going easy, because I know, like, this is, like, the final sequence, and I really have to see how it ends, and thank God I did. Like, that would be, like, one of the biggest regrets of my life, is, like, I stopped before the end of that
game. Oh, God, please, no, not one of the biggest regrets of your life.
I'm trying to think.
Of your gaming... Your gaming life.
There was that time I ran over the child with my minivan, and then I didn't finish Uncharted 3.
I don't want to take anything away from people like Fozzie, you liked it, Jeff, you liked it. Like, that's great. Like, for me, it just was not that experience, and that's okay. We can have differing experiences.
No, it's not.
It's not. Yeah.
You should feel bad, and you should just feel bad.
All right, bringing back the castration knife.
I mean, I feel bad that you guys liked it that much. Alright, do we got any other news?
No, we got no more news.
Alright, I got two talking points before we... I don't think we have any questions either, but I got two talking points I wanted to kind of touch on. News broke, I guess, earlier this week that DayZ has sold 1 million units, or 1 million copies on Steam Early Access, which is fucking shitload.
Yes.
I mean, that, we're talking, like, that's $30 million. Because that game is $30. And that got me thinking, like, I'm not big on Early Access. Tony and I had a conversation with our friend Brian on it before. But I don't seem to have the same, like, aversion to, like, funding a Kickstarter.
There's something wrong with you.
But I don't know, like,
I think that Early Access is better because you're actually getting something. Like, Kickstarter, there's no guarantee. Like, you could give your money
right
for anything.
Which, I mean, and I am selective about it. Like, there was I don't know if you guys heard, Yasunori Masuda, who created Final Fantasy Tactics and Vagrant Story.
Yes.
He has a new Kickstarter for a new tactical RPG, which I threw $20 at. Like, basically, like, give me the game when you're done with it, if you ever finish it. I don't know, I just feel that, like, there's the throwing your support behind that as opposed to buying a product that is not finished. I don't know. I feel weird about buying. Like, I would feel really weird about buying DayZ.
Well, you shouldn't, because it was a game.
Right, but it's not a game yet. Like, I mean, they are, like, they've state on their page they're very clearly an early alpha.
Yeah.
And my fear with that is, and maybe this is different from the way Brian approached. Brian, like, looks at it as, like, this very long pre-order. Which I guess is kind of like how I'm viewing Kickstarter, but with Early Access, like, when I buy that game, I want to play it. So, like, I'm going to buy DayZ, if I were to buy DayZ, I didn't, but if I were to buy DayZ, I'd want to play it immediately. And then I'm going to play it, and I'm going to, you know, put time into it, and then they're going to wipe the servers, or time's going to go on, and I'm not going to play it anymore, and then when they decide to release it sometime next year, I'm just not going to want to play it because I already put like 25, 30, 40 hours into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does.
Like you burn out on the game before it's even a game.
I'd say that having had that conversation with Brian, I kind of looked at what he was saying. He's like, okay, I get my pre-order, I'm going to take the game and just not play it. So I actually did that.
With Goddess?
With Goddess and with Prison Architect. Which I believe Prison Architect is about to hit beta, so it's a little bit
Prison
different
Architect
there.
Prison Architect is fucking awesome, though.
Right, but I haven't played either game yet. I'm just kind of waiting for them to get to a more finished state before I, like, hop into them.
Right. And, I mean, I have early access games on my Steam account. Like, I ended up buying, like, a Humble Bundle where Prison Architect was one of them, and Kerbal Space Program was another. But, like, I won't play those games yet just because I'm afraid that I will burn out on them before they're done. I don't know. I've just thought that was a little weird. Other thing I saw was, Call of Duty Ghost is releasing their first DLC at the end of this month.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys caught any of that, like, for the Onslaught DLC, though. One of the maps is called Fog, and if you complete a field order on this map, completing field orders in Call of Duty now gives you like the care package, which used to be a perk, like one of the killstreak rewards.
Is that what it gives you? I never completed one.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, some of them are easy, like, kill somebody while crouched, or, like, normally I die so quick that I don't complete a lot of them, but...
You're like, sorry, you fucked it up. I'm like, god damn it, dude, it's such an easy field order.
But yeah, it's like, get one headshot, like, alright, I can do this. Yep, no, I just died. but yeah, so if you complete a field order, you get a care package. But on this map Fog, you will become Michael Myers.
Nice.
Oh yeah, I saw something about that. And you get what do you have as a weapon though?
An axe.
That doesn't make sense. You never ever had an
axe. You should have had a knife. It should have been a knife, but
yeah, still cool.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. And like the music, evidently, will play like and the map like fogs up a little bit, so they can't see you and. I don't know, I thought that was kind of cool, and it was a different way of, like, them, you know, kind of making it quirky and different. But evidently that's not, that's stupid, because that's all I've heard on the internet, is how dumb that is.
Well,
seemed cool to me.
How dare you have a unique idea?
Right.
Fuck you guys.
How dare they try and make Call of Duty fun?
We all know Call of Duty is super serious, and you can't have fun with it. Like, right. What the fuck?
It's an uber-realistic military shooter, come on.
Can't have Michael Myers.
It's so real. Because, you know, in real life, when you get shot and you die, you can just respawn.
That's right.
And, like, I die, like, a lot. So just saying. And the other thing that they were kind of, like, ripping on was that I guess Activision is offering skins for the dog. I guess for
like a wolf skin.
Yeah, there's like a wolf skin out there, and people were kind of like railing on them for. Like, I don't know if you want to fucking pay $2 and make your dog into a wolf. Whatever, it's your money. People like that should be killed. Like what? Really?
I bought the horse armor in Oblivion.
See.
Like people like Fozzie should be killed.
Right. It's like, I don't know. Like, this is why I should just avoid, like, internet comment sections, but.
Yeah. I've been doing that for a long time.
It's like, I don't know. It's like, that stuff seems like. It doesn't really seem to milk anything. Like, I mean, alright. If somebody's stupid enough to give you $2 to cosmetically change their dog to a wolf, more power to them.
Like, why does that even make them... as long as the option is theirs, like...
Right.
It's their fucking money.
Like, I would never do it because I hardly ever get 4 kills in a row, so I'm never going to get my fucking dog.
Is it a Game of Thrones wolf?
That would be awesome. A dire wolf? That'd be so great.
Yeah, dire wolf.
I still wouldn't do it because I'd never see it, but.
Oh, Fozzie wasn't here when we talked Game of Thrones either, I don't think.
Was it good?
We talked about that last week, right?
Yeah, basically I caught up and you guys were in Fozzie as well. You were totally right. That show's amazing.
Oh. Wow. You're welcome.
Oh, speaking of our awards, I think we totally fucked up on the whimsical award.
Yeah, I know. It's supposed to be Mario.
Should have been, because I've been playing this Puzzle Quest game, and it's okay.
Oh, God.
But I'm not sure I'm into it as much as Tony is. Tony totally sold me on it.
Oh, man. Don loves it, too. Don's been gone back to it. He's, like, playing it obsessively now.
I knew that was wrong from the get-go, man. Some fucking iOS game or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, you can play it on your PC now, too. It's on Steam.
I care not at all.
I mean, it's good. It's a good, Bejeweled type game, but I'm not sure that, I don't know.
You gave it up. You were so convinced. I don't know what you
Tony
were.
Tony sold it. Like, he did it.
That's right.
He did not sell it to me. You're like, he sold it by what? Saying it was free?
Well, it was free, and that he was like, he put so much time into it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, and Tony has put a lot of time into it because you said you had, what, 4 heroes at level 50?
They're higher now. I got Jesus 3 over Christ. Level 60.
Yeah,
I'm
I mean, you're
playing
to,
it.
You have to put some time into playing those games, but. So Tony was having a lot of fun with it. I play it once a day.
You guys are fucking nuts. That should have went to Mario. I'm sorry.
I agree.
Now you turn around.
That's what I was saying. I just wanted to, you know, kind of admit.
No, we made the right choice there. You were right the first time. Don't worry about it. You're okay.
Fucking... Oh, God. I'm still... You know what? I'm really happy with our game of the year, though. I really want to actually replay that game, so...
You could get an Xbox One and play the Definitive Edition.
That's right. Dude, when are you getting your Xbox One, Jeff, so you can play Titanfall with us?
2015.
Yeah, we're probably not going to be playing Titanfall at that point.
I'll get it for cheap to play with myself.
It's not a... it's a
multiplayer game. Who are you going to be playing with?
That's when you're getting an Xbox, you said? 2015?
I don't know. I feel like I want to get the PS4 first, just because.
Why? Dear God, why?
It's cheaper now, and maybe in 2015 Xbox One comes down a little bit. You know, like play it smart.
Right, but
play cool, hotshot.
What if in 2015?
Ignoring the pricing implications, why would you get the PS4 now and not the Xbox One?
More plastic in my bedroom. It's another box by my TV.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like banging my head against the wall. We have this conversation. Like,
I know.
Like, all the games you want are on the other console. I want to slap you, Jeff, until you reach...
Well, and here's the thing, man. If there is Halo this year...
There will be.
You can get the PS4 later. It's okay. Sony will forgive you.
No, it's not. Like, I'm just... like I said, it's a pricing thing where I save $100 now, and maybe Xbox One is $400 next year.
Maybe in 2015, maybe in 2015 the PS4 is $300, and then you spent $400 on it.
I don't see them lowering the price on the PS4. I see them lowering the price on Xbox
Ever?
One. Not in the next year. No way.
No, I mean that would be almost like 2015 is. That's a year away.
I don't know. I think they might be losing money on the PS4, like, you know, compared to how much it costs to make or whatever.
I think they're both making a small profit on both.
Yeah, like maybe a very small profit. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing though. What if there's a Halo edition this fall? It comes with Halo and it's all sparkly like Halo.
You know what's gonna happen.
So, what if I wait for that?
Because
I could, like, I don't know, Titanfall looks really fun, but other than that, there's not, like, anything else specific until Halo.
Right.
Except for the Dead Rising game that you want to play.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but Dead Rising is, even I'll admit, it's not like a fucking, I don't know.
It's not a system seller for you.
Yeah, it's not like...
But, what's the system seller on PS4?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing.
That's my only argument against, like if you... There are people that are really into Infamous, and I think at that point they should buy a PS4. Like, if you were really, like... But, like, until there are games that you want to play on either system, I think it's kind of silly. I mean, I'm really looking forward to Titanfall.
Titanfall.
Oh, yeah.
It looks great. It looks really fun.
I'm hoping to be able to tell you guys if it's any good soon. Okay. Tony, did you get that invite or no?
I did not get an invite to the Titanfall Alpha.
Fozzie, did you?
No.
No. All right. Well, if I get in, I'll let you guys know if it's good.
Cool. Let us know, jerk.
Like they sent, well, one, they sent me like, hey, you can shut up, dog. All right. Let me explain what exactly happened here. I have a mirror in my living room. The dog is looking at himself, herself in the mirror and barking at it. Growling at it. Like she's very angry at this alternate image of herself.
I've seen cats play with themselves in the mirror, never a dog.
Yeah, this dog is really dumb. This dog, the other night I was sitting there watching something on TV. And it chased its tail for 5 minutes straight in a circle. 5 minutes.
Oh, this is a new doggy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the puppy.
Puppy dog.
What is it?
It's a Shiba Inu mix.
Aren't those violent?
No.
It's probably the size of a goat.
Sounds like a toy dog. I don't think it's violent.
I
forgot the name of them. Some Chinese dog.
You think of a Shinil or something like that.
Very different. She's like 20 pounds, and she won't get much heavier than that.
My dog is 60 pounds, and I'm teaching him to attack mailmen.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently everyone does.
Like,
I don't get it. If I'm walking down the street, not on the job, I don't hear dogs barking at me the whole time.
Yeah, but you're not banging on people's doors.
Jeff's totally a stereotype.
You know what I mean, though? Like, if you're walking down the street, you don't hear, like, every dog on the block barking at once. But if you're doing it as a mailman, and I don't even have a uniform, I'm just walking around, they want to murder me.
Oh, shit. All right, before we end, I forgot one other game I was playing. I'm not even sure if it's the game. All right, do you guys know the app Zombies Run?
Yeah.
All right, so I don't run for shit. So that app, not useful for me at all. But the same company created this game called The Walk. And so you set it up, and you go on a walk, and like as you go along, it unlocks shit and other like audio files and different locations on the map for you to like look at. And I don't know, it's pretty cool, and there's achievements. And the reason I'm gonna join Tony's thing is for achievements, and so that's why I'm playing this game, because it gives me achievements. And it's achievements for me going out and walking, and I get a story from it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, what is it called?
The Walk.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, the story is, it's told through like these like, you know, 2 minute, 3 minute audio files. And you unlock them as you, like, there's 65 chapters, I think, and each one has, like, you know, 5-10 different audio files attached to them, and as you walk, like, every so often, like, a new one will unlock, so it's like, you have to walk, like, 4 minutes, and first one will unlock, and then you walk, like, you know, another 7 minutes, and another one will unlock, and, you play them, and, like, this story kind of unfolds where you are... supposedly the secret agent, but you're not really a secret agent. You've just mistaken identity, and the handler thinks that you're the secret agent, but you're really not. And it's now you're being chased by people, and which doesn't really make sense why you're walking. But
yeah, you should probably walk a little bit faster.
Yeah. Like, I'm listening to him, like, shouldn't I be running away from these people with guns? But it's pretty cool. An interesting way of, you know, kind of creating, like, a real-life game.
You know, I think it would make that even better. I don't know if it does this, but, like, if it, like, was designed around where you live and it, like, sent you to certain locations, like, you see this lake? This is where someone was fucking drowned in, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
That would be cool. Like, I think, like, for them to totally, yeah, for, like, we should work on that, Jeff. But, yeah, I think for this, like, they're trying to tell a very, like, you know, very strict story.
Yeah.
So I don't think that would quite work that way, but. And there's, like, different paths you can take on there, too. So it's, like, if you take, like, a longer path, like, which basically just means, like, if you choose to walk a little bit longer, but you preset it, and there'll be, like, secrets along that path that unlock as you walk it. And you can only scan, like, certain locations if you stop and you look at where you are on the map, and, like, you can then see the little dots. So, like, the one I did episode 2, and I got 18 of the 19 location points, and I was very pissed off because I thought I had them all, but I must not have stopped somewhere along my walk and looked at it properly. So anyway, achievements, they're cool. I like them.
Yeah.
Everybody should join Tapped now and get achievements for drinking beer with Tony.
That's right.
Okay.
Do we have any questions or no?
I don't know.
We have any real questions.
Yeah. As far as real questions. Yes. The fuck. Justin asked, name the best political moment in the game.
Best political moment?
Yeah, I can't think of one.
I mean,
every time my guy wins the election in Tropico.
That. When I'm assassinating people left and right in Corsairs Kings 2 for my own goddamn greed. That's pretty goddamn political. Also, Melgar Rising Revengeance. You have to kill that Republican senator.
That ending is just terrible.
Oh, it's so good. Hey, American, looking out for America, goddammit.
And
liberals are getting his way.
And the Bob Barbas fight in Devil May Cry, it's basically like Bill O'Reilly on with Fox News or whatever.
Yeah.
That fight is great.
There we go.
He also asked, I didn't love Gone Home, but I enjoyed The Walking Dead. Am I crazy?
No.
No. I don't know why you think you're crazy, because you didn't like a game. Like, it's okay.
Well, it sounds like Fozzie didn't enjoy it that much.
Right. It's like people have different tastes. And
I think he's fucking nuts, but...
Who? Fozzie?
No, what? Justin.
I mean, we know Fozzie's nuts, but...
No, Justin.
Oh. But he's nuts, too.
That fucking guy's a maniac.
Isn't he Canadian?
I'm a maniac.
Anyway,
we got like a weird string of political questions.
Why?
Brian, who's the sexiest politician?
What?
Oh.
Sexiest politician.
I don't know. It's probably one of those Republican girls on Fox News, the blonde ones. They're always hot.
Who's the Democrat running for governor of Texas?
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention lately, actually.
Kate Middleton?
Kate Middleton.
I don't think she's a politician.
She's
royalty. I guess that's politics. It's a little different.
I mean, I'm stretching it a bit. She's hot.
I'm trying to think of a politician that I find sexy, like a senator or whatever. I mean, Sarah Palin, honestly, I think it's not that bad. But is she even really a politician anymore?
She's a punk.
Oh, yes.
Do you think she's a politician?
Oh yeah, she exerts a lot of political.
Is she even really a pundit still? Like, do people still give a shit?
No, she's. I don't think she appears on like Fox News or anything anymore.
Oh right, her contract was up with them. Yeah.
I mean, I think she's kind of sexy. A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think who else. Like, she's the one that instantly comes to mind. That's the easy answer. But there's got to be other ones that, like. I like all the chicks on MSNBC. Totally would make out with them.
Yeah, you would. Liberal.
Especially, what's her name with the lisp?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know, Jeff.
Okay. You wouldn't hook up with Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I would. Sometimes she looks really sexy for like a...
Oh, God.
Old lady?
For her age, yeah. I would do it. I'm a sex addict, though, so...
Oh.
Right, you would bang handicapped people. We've already determined that, so...
Luckily, she'll never hear this.
There's that, too. Oh, yeah. I'm on a podcast. Oh,
that's our safe word. It doesn't matter.
I'm going straight to hell.
Yep. What's next? Come on.
Matt asked if you were okay to run for president, who would have the strongest campaign, and what would you enforce? I want to say he meant endorse.
So I kind of want to think, I want to know what you would enforce. I like enforce though.
Should we keep it as enforce? Like, what would you enforce?
Sure. I probably would not have the best campaign, so I would say Tony would probably have a pretty good campaign. He can organize shit like that.
Taking over the world, bro.
Right.
That's true.
I mean, his hero is Napoleon, so.
You know, and I also live in Washington, D.C. I've got all those connections.
Right.
All right, but what would you enforce?
What? let's see. I mean, everyone's got to think well of me, or else they die. I mean, that's pretty much the only policy you need, right?
That sounds like a poll. That's your plan right there.
Vote for me or die. I mean, that's...
Okay. You're assured of always winning.
Okay, go down.
Foggy, what would you endorse?
As far as like what my presidential campaign would be running on?
Yeah.
Legalizing marijuana.
You know what? I think that would be a strong...
Boost that economy. People like money, boost that economy. Boom. Get high with economics. You know, itself, goddamn.
Fozzie made a text.
Totally does.
I would enforce that shit as well. I wouldn't run on it, but once I got in office, I would enforce that shit.
Oh. What? Yeah. Sure. That and I guess equality, I guess that's something people like.
I guess.
Marijuana.
I want to legalize marijuana, and maybe everyone is equal as well.
Exactly.
Maybe. I'm not really sure, but you guys seem to like that. So.
I'll put it in there because it votes well. I have one more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last question.
Ryan. Do you like snorting cocaine out of a hooker's ass or blowing it into her or his asshole?
Wow.
I'd probably go with the first thing you said.
Well, I mean, like, if you have to choose, yes. Can I just say no, though?
I would definitely go with A.
Yeah. Like, if I have to go A or B, I'm going A, but if I can go C, neither, I'm going that.
But then I'd probably look at her ass after that just for fun.
I mean, you're already high, so might as well.
Just for shits and giggles. No, but that actually comes from the argument we got to on Twitter about The Wolf of Wall Street. In the first minute of that film, you see Leonardo DiCaprio blowing blow into a hooker's butthole. Like, he has a straw up her butt, and he's, like, blowing fucking cocaine into her butt.
Why?
And Brian... Well, that was the thing. Brian, like, insisted that, like, he was actually snorting it. Like, I don't know if he saw the movie or not, but he's like, that's retarded. Like, he had him snorting it.
Why was he snorting it out of her asshole?
Well, why not?
I think...
I think why comes first.
Right.
You could snort it off, you know.
You could snort it off a multitude of different...
Way better places, yes.
Right.
But that's a good point. Actually, that's a very good point. Why would you do that? Secondly, Aaron brought up, like, I didn't hear this, like, ever before, except from Aaron, but science. He said that, like, your anus absorbs fucking drugs.
That is true.
So that's what he was doing, is to get her high.
That's also a good way of getting her dead, but yes. Sure.
But just so you know, kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah, don't stick cocaine up your butt.
Do it up your nose. Do it the right way.
If you have to do cocaine, do it the right way. Snort it like a normal person.
That's all I got.
Good. I love our questions.
I got some good ones this time.
They were special, that's for sure. Alright. We'll be back next week. I don't know with what. Possibly more... Like, where... What's the weirdest place you could possibly do drugs from?
Also, probably more Spelunky.
Omaha.
Spelunky?
Oh my god. Did you see that press conference?
Oh, the Peyton Manning one?
Yeah, where the reporter asked him why he likes the city of Omaha so much, and then he went into explaining why he does that. It's just pure gold. Like, he's like, well, you know, like, Omaha could mean a run play, or a pass play, or a play action pass. And it's, you know, it's dependent upon the wind and the direction we're facing and what uniforms we're wearing. You know, so there's a lot of different variables that go into that.
There's a I think it's Peyton Manning's charity for Sunday's game, is giving away like $5,000 for every time he says Omaha during the game.
He'll say it a lot. So.
Yes.
Good luck, Tony, on Sunday. Maybe your Patriots will win.
I hope so.
His Patriots.
He's a Patriots fan. Fozzie, maybe your adopted home.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of hoping Seattle wins, but
I'm kind of okay with either one. I like the Niners, but so many people I know are from Seattle. That's like whatever.
I'm going for a Seattle-Denver Super Bowl, and then I could care less who'd win. Because I like Peyton Manning.
You know, Broncos are going to fucking win it all.
Well, I don't know, man. Peyton Manning against Tom Brady, he's always had his number, so.
Although, I think they showed stat that when, they've met 3 times in the AFC Championship. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Brady's beat him twice.
Right.
But they were both times were at Foxborough. So.
The Patriots oddly have not won a road playoff game since like 2006.
Spygate.
That is kind of weird.
Spygate?
Anyway.
Spygate.
Football this weekend. Yeah, enjoy that if you're in football.
Broncos Niners, baby.
Alright, let's end this podcast.
Yeah, check the site. There's stuff up there, I think. And we'll be back next week. Say goodbye, Jeff. Fozzie. Goodbye. Somebody say goodbye.
Goodbye, Fozzie.
Say goodbye, goodbye, Fozzie. That's right. All right.